Previously on Bad Radio.
Your legendary shirt you wore to the parade, you will always have a place.
That was me.
What was that?
Yeah, what did the shirt say, Deshaun?
So, look, this is crazy, right? So, after all that stuff happened, all the things that happened with Coach and all that, when we won, randomly in my floor, I saw a guy from Texas. He has a shirt. And I said, oh, my God. I said, I will give you my NBA Finals jersey if you give me the shirt. He gave me the shirt. So then after that, I felt like it was kind of funny since everybody thought I was talking junk. That it was only right to wear the shirt.
And what was on the shirt?
LeBron, how does my Dirk taste?
All right, this is Dirk with us on the ticket. And once again, to get back to the fascination of it all, I mean, we could talk basketball, but that's not nearly as interesting as your summer. And you did this to yourself, dude. If you would have just gone to Germany and done your normal bit, nobody would ask you about this.
Yeah, I know. I figured that.
All right, so...
Are you beaten by where we're going here? We're going to talk about your Australian trip.
I mean, I've basically talked about it already a million times.
Really? Yeah, but they didn't ask you as good a question.
No, I knew that. I knew that was coming, especially after Crocodile Dirk just came out, so...
Like when you're Crocodile Dirk, do you have a backpack like this, or what do you got? We think
I did have a little Nike backpack. Throw everything in there. Throw some.
You like this one?
No. But it looks like it's
top of the line,
all weather conditions.
Yeah. Well,
can I put you
top
in there?
Five,
yeah. Sure. Top five.
Oh, you
German
have to.
Well, I would. Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting right across from you. But I'm just saying, I don't want to get it wrong. You live in Germany, so you know. But okay. It's Dirk. It's Schumacher. It's Michael Ballack. It's Oliver Kahn. Who rounds out the top five? The biathlon guy?
I used to put Boris Becker in there, but...
Yes. They asked some questions that we want to pose to you. So this is the first one from the Legion of Dirk fans out there.
Hey! Take that window! Maybe that's a turnaround basket, huh? What do you think? One hell of a
story that was. Who's writing Nowitzki wrong again with the S here?
I do that?
That's Bob.
Dang it. It's a Z, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Z.
Darn it. Man, I can't even copy
it. I'm reading this in German or in English?
No, English the first time, and then we'll get German.
I'm Dirk Nowitzki. I'm very tall for my age, and I never listen to bad radio on the ticket.
Very good. All right, German now.
Ich bin Dirk Nowitzki. Ich bin sehr groß für mein Alter, und ich höre mir nie das schlechte Radio on the ticket on.
Dirk is staying a man.
Dirk is staying a man.
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
You didn't want to go back in time.
Today it is Dirk Day 2019, so let's find out how much Dirk really hated D-Wade those years back. We continue our March to the Stars Stanley Cup triumph and our investigation into local news scare tactics via the tease. Also, what is a minor? Julie Dobb, Jacob Kemp, and R.A.P. Donovan and out. So, guys, who today will finally get to the bottom of how exactly Gary Trent went about sharing with his dad. It's Bob Stern and Dan Bedell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Tuesday, Donovan Frog. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Tuesday, June 18th. Not to be rattled, Dan. 2019. It's episode 4915. Shorty! Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 No.
Here we go. Dan.
Hey.
It is Dirk Day.
So it's not Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
I'd like to think we live in a world where it can be both.
Is it Random Act of Kindness Tuesday?
You know what?
Pick up a phone moment Monday.
Stop everything.
Humble Friday.
Cut the music.
Why?
We need the full Taco Tuesday. We need the entire James family. Don't we?
On Dirk Day, you want to highlight LeBron?
How does that work?
I just, like Dirk, I want to play nice. I want to act like I hold no grudges. And I want to celebrate Tuesday for what it is.
Okay.
Can we do that, Mino?
Yeah, you want the audio or should we do it?
Well, let's get the audio.
I think I want the audio.
Okay. But we should probably write a transcript of this audio so we can do it.
This is Taco Tuesday! What is it, Z?
Taco Tuesday!
Bryce, what is it?
You gotta get Nora to do that.
What is it? Brian, what is it?
Taco Tuesday!
Taco Tuesday!
Man, my house...
Wait, Julie's kid is closer to talking, right?
Let me just say...
Okay, he talks a lot.
Kid two, though.
Let me say
kid
at my house,
that much.
Growing up, we never had anything resembling that.
Taco Tuesday?
Of course, we never had dad and at least one kid live streaming dinner either as kids.
You ever get in a food fight?
With the whole family?
Yeah.
No chance.
The decorum... Of course, that was the day after Bron Jr.'s other...
Yeah.
Live stream
that
where
was
he
a little different.
Let me tell you, the
F and that
we won't do that one.
Yeah, and I don't want to believe that Taco Tuesday was a way to make the first thing go away. I don't want to believe.
Well,
it.
Then
I
you're so naive.
Just, I think they just organically happened. But I would just say, my growing up dinner table, the decorum level was so high. The just how you have to act. You have to eat all your food. You can't refuse vegetables, and just
it was a different day. You
it was
never
a formal undertaking.
Let me ask
man.
This: did you have a say in what was for dinner?
No.
Did they discuss and then back and forth with you for a while before
no.
they decided was, you were satisfied enough that
you're
you would
not
eat?
Negotiating? If I can't roll my eyes and make mom,
Jake, you have to change this trend. Because we've screwed it up.
Society's so gone
yeah,
about dinner.
You and I have done very poorly. You need to say, this is dinner, and this is all you're eating. But don't get all ballsy like, oh, yeah, I'd do that every day. Of course you do up until they're like 8 or 9. But at some point, though, they start taking over. And now it's like a big negotiation to go to a certain restaurant or whatever. And now they're like, oh, why don't we just DoorDash it from there? And then you DoorDash from your place. And I'm like, no.
Five different DoorDashes
yeah.
show up for this.
That's insane to me. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'll be able to avoid it because I've already had to face a couple of those types of things.
Wow.
Hey, I want to throw this by you. I brought something special to wear for Dirk Day, and I wanted to see if you would say it was okay.
What a weird scenario.
No,
I'm gonna
no,
put
don't
on
do
a
it.
Different shirt.
Okay, you don't have shirt under a shirt?
No.
Okay. All right.
Don't look, Julie.
I think you can play that music. Why not?
It's too creepy.
Dancing
well,
in front
I
of
have
a mirror right
take
now.
Take my shirt off because the shirt I'm putting on will require this.
Do you know this music, Julie?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's what is it from?
It's the creepy moment seeing Dan shirtless with this music.
This is
a little too much for him.
Dan's dancing. He's calling for Precious.
Dan looks fit.
Should we all just talk about Dan?
There's the
shirtless?
Lotion.
No, I already know what's on the back of that bad boy because we've seen the front of it.
I dusted this off. I found it in the top and the back of the closet.
Boy, that is a large size,
now
bro.
It's a double X.
Yeah.
I used to be bigger.
Yeah.
But I thought you would make me take off my undershirt if I wasn't, wouldn't you?
I think you're going to make Dirk very happy.
So I'm wearing my Wang Zhuzhu number 16 that I bought the second that Wang was signed to be a Mav.
That's glorious.
Probably that same day he was on our show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, we got some guns.
That's glorious.
I don't know what kind of tan I got. But basically, this is for the picture.
Okay, well, that's great. And basketball jersey and jeans is awesome look as well.
Should I tuck it in?
Only if you have a belt buckle.
What if he sees you and immediately just says, what is Wong doing?
Right.
What is Wong doing?
What if he has me post up?
What do voluntary mean?
What a great moment in our show's history. A story that's been told no less than 100 times that nobody but you and I remember happened. I think we've actually told Dirk the story. And he probably said that about Wong
during practices so many times in those few seasons they shared together that...
Were we in Minnesota or Sacramento?
Target Center.
Okay, I know we did two playoff road trips with the Mavs.
So weird that they...
Like on their plane.
They like said...
Like, yeah, go on our plane.
It's a playoff series. Why don't you just show up on our plane? Okay. It was a different time, Jake.
I've been told.
That's where...
I mean, it really was.
The era. No?
Yeah. It's not old people talking down to young people. It's real.
No, like, you guys played so calm and hammered Labatt's with Bill Guerin.
For some reason, in this short time, like 2002, in reality, was forever ago. I heard Dirk talking about that this morning. I was listening to a Dirk Zach Lowe interview, and he was just saying, man, we couldn't get away with that nowadays with social media and the phones. Like in 2002... Him and Nash and Cuban staying out late at night on All-Star Weekend in whatever city they would go to and doing crazy things. He says just impossible by today's media standards.
I mean, you see it when we go on the Stars trip now.
I do.
Now, maybe coaches production staff, they're not so worried about it. But
today's social media.
They'll still hang out.
They do.
There's a time Jamie Benn felt comfortable losing in chess to me. And he's not comfortable with that anymore.
Yeah, that might have had something to do with it, but
he never got close to you.
No, we had
a killer-like run.
We had a very spirited series.
Did Killer ever beat you?
No, we didn't have a killer-like run.
Didn't Jamie, Killer lose like 80 games in a row?
I don't know if it got that high, but
he never won.
I don't think he ever won. But Jamie, I think, pushed it to 6 games before handshakes. You know, there's
and that was it.
Yeah.
One and done, one series.
I do think you should probably let the Wookiee win once in a while so that they want to keep playing because...
Today's kids, right?
If you do shut them down too fast, then suddenly they no longer accept your challenges. But
Millennials, they don't just work through it and try to beat you.
We learned. We all learned. All right.
Well, maybe the rest of the NHL can... We'll just let them win sometime just to...
Come on, man.
So they stay in the league.
Jamie's fine. Jamie's great. It's good to have Jamie Benn here. It's good to have the Dallas Stars here.
It is.
In fact, later in the show, we will go back to the Stars 99. Hey, I have a Stars 99 anecdote for you, unless you have something here.
No, go ahead.
So I thought, during the Stars 99 series, I thought it'd be a good bit to... maybe book a star from 99 or two. You're going on vacation next week?
Yes.
Man.
I'm going to see the Troopers. The Drum Corps International. Going to the Rose Bowl, Bob.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're gone all next week?
Yeah.
So it's me and Jake? Well, maybe Jake wants to talk to Joe Neuendijk. I don't know. But I was thinking next week.
N-I-E-U, Wendy K.
Maybe get Neuendijk and Belfour, Madonna on and just talk about the good old days because now I'm watching their games and everything. So I texted Joe Neuendijk, which is a name drop because apparently
Damn.
I have Joe Neuendijk in my cell phone.
Dude.
Or do I?
Uh-oh. Wasn't him?
So I
give you a fake number.
So I send.
Text me anytime.
I send the text to Joe Neuendijk. Joe, Bob Sturm here, bothering you. Hope you are well. We're reviewing the '99 finals on our show.
You're going to be on our show.
Would love to see if you could do a segment with us sometime this week or next. Would you be so kind? Thanks. An hour later, get a response.
Nope.
Sorry, Bob. Can't do it. I still haven't forgiven Dan for how he wronged Lee Corso. And I'm like, what a weird response for Joe Neuendijk to send. And it turns out it's a P1 who was issued Joe Neuendijk's number 2 years ago when I guess his number went back into the available numbers pool.
Wow.
And this P1 got it and subsequently gets texts all the time from hockey people.
Awesome.
All over the NHL.
He's got like Brett Hull.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sending him texts. And he just thought it'd be funny to pose as Joe for a moment.
That's great.
Who won't come on the show because he's mad about you and Lee Corso.
Well, he should have said, yeah, I'll be on. I can only do the phone. And then he would do a phone interview with us. And at the end, reveal.
that he's Corby.
Or gay.
Pretending to be Evel Knievel.
Or whatever. But, yeah, so we're going to have to try a different number if we're going to track down Conn
Smythe. So you spent an hour thinking he was doing Lee Corso humor.
Yeah, and I was like,
Joe Newnick knows
much,
about that?
How am I supposed to respond to that? So I did the ha-ha.
Little emoji?
And then
now, do you go emoji or no?
No. And then I went, I haven't forgiven Dan either, to be honest.
So are you going to be on our show?
Who is this?
And then dot, dot, dot. The whole text was just three dots.
You're so confused.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh. So no Joe Newendike.
So that's the entire story. I really.
That's a good story.
Yeah, he didn't.
Can't
that's a
get
cool
any
story.
Of his numbers retired.
He didn't hand the phone to Joe Newendike then. We worked it out. It just, that's where it ended.
That's a good line there, Mino. It give
was.
Yourself a point.
Oh, okay.
What'd you say, Mino?
Said he can't get any of his numbers retired. It's not his fault.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
I know.
At a mall.
The Hall of Fame.
Next to a Sbarro. Literally next to a Sbarro.
Next to a place where teenagers get their ears pierced.
I bet you there's a Payless within half a mile of the of Cooperstown.
Yeah, but in the same structure.
Well, then it just becomes a matter of degrees. Yeah. You know. Do you think there's a Payless within a half mile of Cooperstown? Are you interested in the retail possibilities close to Cooperstown?
No, I think Cooperstown's out in the
Have you been
goat
there?
Field. No.
Surely you've been there.
I should, though. I want to go.
Family vacation,
I've been
I
to the
assume.
NFL Hall of Fame a dozen times.
You feel like the type who would make Cooperstown a destination for a family vacation.
I don't know how to take that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I think that's a shot.
No,
yeah.
It's not. Dan is, at his core, more into baseball than he's into any other sport, even if that means
it's just quite a haul to
and
get
out.
You
did
go
there. To Branson, which is kind of the
dude. Branson is Cooperstown,
yeah.
For a different genre, yeah.
For polka music or whatever. All right, let's get out of here because we got to get ready for Dirk.
That's right. And the only request is that Jake is downstairs waiting for him.
So oh, really?
I don't know if he's going to kill
him. They don't remember how to get into the AAC?
It was a weird request, wasn't it?
Like, do you even have to tell Alex, hey, you got to let this guy park here?
I mean, he's Dirk.
Does his parking thing still work?
Does this guy look like...
That's our first question.
Does this guy look like the statue? Or the freaking street name? The street name.
Yeah, right now it says 3090 Olive on the garage. Will it eventually say 3090 Nowitzki?
Let's hope so. All right, we'll get out of here. Dirk Day, allegedly next, 1227 on the table.